guess that'll be my theme music from now on. So for all those who are worried, I do have the bag. It was on the couch in the living room. But what I did forget, because I didn't have my bag, were my gloves and my hat. I left them on the train. Usually when I get on the train, I take my hat and my gloves off and put them in my bag. Instead, I put them in that overhead thing. I don't know if that's called needle language. I put them in that overhead, like, screen thing for your luggage and forgot them. Oh, wind tunnel. Yeah, so here's a shocker. I was just listening to a back issue of Daily Source Code, and Adam Curry was talking about pod tracks. I gotta turn it off again. Okay, sorry, we're back. It's about a 3-4 minute break. Adam Curry was talking about pod tracks and how they've put out a press release. It was on CBS Market Watch, saying that they've signed up a couple of hundred podcasts and they're taking auctions for advertisements on the bigger podcasts. And those include Twit, another tech podcast, and the one he mentioned was Josh in Japan. I had no idea that Josh in Japan was considered one of the biggest podcasts. I haven't met him. I've exchanged some mail with him. We had some ideas about setting up a network for podcasters in Japan, because there's Guzen Radio and Scott's Tokyo Calling and Josh in Japan and me and Kobe Beef and there's probably some others. I hate to make it sound like mean or like I'm a snob, but I don't listen to the other podcasts in Japan because, you know, I just can't listen to every podcast in the world. Oh, there's also What's Happening in Tokyo. So we had talked about it and just making just one site for forums and information and stuff like that, and maybe take on advertising. Well, nothing ever happened to that because mostly my fault. I didn't get working on it. But it looks like he's doing pretty well, so that's good. I put out the video last night. I had a hard time getting it up online. Blip TV wasn't cooperating. And I got another wind tunnel coming up here, so hang on a sec. So the video that I took at Kusuragi no Yu, there's really nothing special about it. But I kind of wanted to make a video that was nothing special, because I think whenever you see something or hear some news about Japan, it's always something out of the ordinary or strange. And I just wanted to show something normal so you could maybe put that kind of news into perspective from now on. So I'll be doing more of that, hopefully. As you can tell, my kids aren't real... They're not as much into videos as I am. But I think I've said it before. They don't like it when I take video, but they love to watch it afterwards. They'll watch them over and over again. Especially if they're in them. So, I don't know what that is. I think Tony just likes to be negative. He doesn't learn that from me. So he learns it elsewhere. I won't go into detail. But I think he's learned that adults like to speak negative to each other. Eh, well. I try to counteract that. But last night, I was at work until pretty late. And I got to Shinjuku Station a little after 10 o'clock. And just a few minutes before I got to the station, there was a fatal accident at Shinjuku Station, which is further down south on the Yamanote Line. And all the trains were stopped. And well, in America, I think the most common way to commit suicide is by gun. And in Japan, I don't know if it's a lot of people, but enough of them commit suicide by jumping in front of trains. I guess it's like the ultimate fuck you, because they always seem to do it during rush hour. So I don't know if what happened last night at Shibuya was a suicide or not, but somebody evidently fell on the tracks and died. So they had to take a long time to clean up. I guess what it is, even when you fall in front of one train, they have to stop all the other trains because they have to get all the equipment out there and the big hoses and shovels and whatever and pick it all up. So it happens. Oh, I don't know. At the most once a month, maybe. Maybe once every 3 months. Where the trains will be late because somebody either jumped in front of one or fell in front of one. I think it's more common they jump in front of them. I don't know if everyone want to talk about it. There's a lot of news about websites where people who want to commit suicide find each other and they make suicide packs and they kill themselves in groups. And that has happened a couple of times last year. And that made the news. My father-in-law owns a patch of land up in the mountains or in the country. And one day he went out there and there was a car parked on his land. And he looked a little closer, and he could see that there was somebody in the car. And he looked a little closer and saw that the windows were sealed with duct tape. And he looked a little closer and found that the guy had committed suicide by taking a charcoal grill and lighting it in the car and committing suicide through carbon monoxide. So that's also a common way to commit suicide. So the only reason why I'm talking about this is because my train was late yesterday. And while the train was late, it was also payday yesterday. So that's when a lot of people got to party. So you had crowded people. You had platforms crowded with drunk people. And on the platform next to mine, what I was waiting on, there was a fight between two drunk people and their friends, trying to pull them apart. I thought about putting my microphones on, but I really didn't feel like it. It's really hard to understand the announcements in the train station when there's something going on like that, because the guy who was doing the announcements was a little bit excited and it was speaking fast, and then there's also an echo. Now, I can understand Japanese pretty well, as long as it's clear, but you know how, like, for example, if you're tuned into a radio station between two stations, you can pretty much understand it if it's your native language, but if it's not your native language, you can't understand it as well. And that's kind of frustrating, because it's like everybody around me can understand, and I have to listen to the same message 20 times to get the message. I think that's one of the most frustrating things about living here, is that, you know, I went to college, I have a degree, I'm not an idiot, but I'm still sort of dependent on people in a childlike way sometimes, and I can't always express myself the way I want to. So it's probably, unless I become completely fluent in Japanese, I don't think I'll ever be satisfied with my level of Japanese, because there's always those times when you want to say something and you can't say it, or there are times when, like, I'm watching TV and I'll understand everything except one word and I won't, and then I can't get the gist of it. It's tough. And so it's good to have a group of friends who you can just be yourself with and not a foreigner. Because, you know, if you can't feel like yourself, it kind of makes you go crazy. And that happens to some people. You know, you just start wondering who you are. But I've already gone through that. So, I'm over that. Tonight, I'm going to meet with Tokura-san from Yamaha Music. We're going to meet at a cyber cafe in Shibuya. And I'm going to show her some websites. I think I already talked about that. What I was thinking, the PodSafe Music Network is going to start selling tracks for 99 cents. And that's probably not enough money for them. Japanese CDs are extremely expensive here. I think the average price for a CD is probably about $25 to $30, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. But for example, for Eyes Cube, they have two CDs. One that they recorded with Yamaha, and then they have their independent CD. So what I'm going to propose is that Ice Cube put their tracks from their older CD on PodSafe, and you can sell them for a dollar. And there'll also be a link to some other site where you can buy their latest CD, the one that I played, the Antenna CD. So I think that'll work for a lot of people. And, you know, there are other things you might be able to do, like, for example, put live tracks on the PodSafe Music Network and then put links to where they can buy the CD online. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, even if they're not into the idea, it's good practice for me to meet her and talk to her and see what she thinks. And if nothing comes out of it, I'll just do it again with some independent artists. Because I want to track down Anizo. I think I mentioned this. I got his email address, and he's really eager to sell his music overseas. But right after I got his email address on a little piece of paper, I moved, and I lost that piece of paper. And I haven't run into him near Shinjuku Station yet. So he's real eager, and he's really good. And I think he'll be popular, especially because there's no vocals in his song. So, well... Anyway, I'm babbling because I'm going on too long. I gotta get into work. So that's it. Thanks everyone for the mail. I'm sorry that I don't answer everybody's messages. I should. I just haven't had time to do it. I've got time, you know, when I'm walking to work, but I don't have much time otherwise. But I will sometime. So talk to you later. Bye.